Hello.
Hello, this is McCarty calling back from customer support. Can you hear me
Yes.
now, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And you, I was trying to get your zip code so that I can find your account information.
16601.
Okay, and is the connection better now? Can you hear me better?
Pardon me.
Is it better now? Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you some better. Well, now it's starting to click again. It sounds like someone's moving a phone around or something. I don't know, like. Yeah, like clicking.
Could you tell me your name?
It was under Michael O'Rourke. Patty Horton is who it was sent to.
You said the last name was Horton, Horton?
Correct. The card used was Michael O'Rourke. And I called about the cost, and they informed me what it was for. It was only supposed to be a sample that was paid $5 for, and then they took $90-some twice out of my account for two different things that I never ordered. But yet, I've never gotten the money put back in my account.
Yes, it says here that you know Patricia Horton and didn't agree to let her use your card.
She used it for the free trial, but not to order. I mean, neither of us knew that it was a $90-some thing after that. In fact, it was a pop-up click. It wasn't even what I was supposed to get. When I was on the website, it was for Bruce Springsteen something, and that came up and said for $4.95 you can get CBD oil. And then they added the lotion on. And then it turns out a month later, there's two charges on there for $90-some. And
yes,
we called and solved it.
Yes, ma'am, because that trial that you said she placed, it was only for 14 days. And that 14 days was up on the 20th.
Well, we didn't see that. But nonetheless, I called and canceled it. And we've never got product, which I would have sent back, nor is the money put back in my account.
Yeah, she called us on the 4th of February.
Yes.
You haven't been charged anymore since then.
Well, I was charged when I called, 96-something and 98-something, almost $200, and I haven't gotten the money back, nor have I gotten anything.
Yes, then $94.96 and $94.90 is for the products that you already have received. And
I didn't get anything. I canceled it.
You never got the initial product from the $4.98 and $4.95?
Yeah, there's two little things for $4.99, yeah.
And that is what that product's retail price is, $94.96 and $94.90.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, ma'am, but your account is already canceled and no further charges have been coming out of your account since you called to cancel your account.
Well, I will call somebody and get my money back because that isn't what was agreed to, and those little bottles aren't $90-some. What would you have done if I would have canceled those two bottles that I paid $4.98 for during the 14?
During the trial, you would have canceled it.
So instead you're going to charge $98 for that little thing, and if I would have canceled it, I wouldn't have been charged anything?
Correct. That's how the trial works, yes, ma'am.
I'll call the Attorney General. I'll call the bank and dispute it and get my money back because that's like a click and bait thing.
So the best I can do on my own would be to give you a 35% refund on it due to the fact that it is a valid charge and you call.
Pardon me?
After the fact. Can you hear me?
Pardon me?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Now, say what you said again.
I could give you a 35% refund on those products due to the fact that it is a valid charge and you cancel after the fact the product was already charged for.
Well, I'm not understanding that had, that's a 14-day free trial.
Correct.
And then you charge me $200 for the free trial?
No. The free trial was up, which means you get charged the retail price of the product. And that was stated in our terms and conditions on the website before you placed the order.
Well, the website isn't what it says because I was in a Bruce Springsteen CBD oil, it's supposed to be, and that came up and it said, you can try the CBD, a free thing for $4.95 or $4.99, and then
Correct.
They sent me two
trial.
Things and charged me two things. They sent me lotion with it and charged for that.
Yes, ma'am,
so you're saying if I would have sought that, I would only pay $4.99 for it, but since it was kept, that it's $100 for each one.
Correct. The
$4.95
and $4.98 was only for the trial. After the trial, you get the retail price of the product.
No. You can't do that. That's illegal. I worked for the consumer agency for 10 years. You can't do that. I want my money back. I want whatever's left. I want my money back.
Nicole, the best I can do would be to give you a 50% refund on the products.
No, you give me a 75% refund on the product.
I'll have to check on that. Could you give me a second? Could you give me a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, first it was 30%, then it was 50%.
Yes, ma'am, I spoke with my supervisor. She said we would be able to do that 75% refund.
Pardon me?
I spoke with my supervisor. She said we would be able to do that 75% refund.
Okay, now, that card that was taken off of, the 4468,
mm-hmm.
That was canceled. Because we didn't know where the charges were coming from. If you send that back to the bank, do you need the card number or will that just go into my account even though you sent it to the bank?
It would go back to that
card number.
Due to the fact that the card is canceled, I would have to ask how we would do that refund.
Do you need the new card number?
I'm not allowed to have access to a full card number. Could you give me a second and I can ask someone what I would need to do about that?
All right, I think that if you just send it to the bank that it'll go into his account under that card number. They'll know what his thing is, so you can check.
All right, give me a second.
It's like the car dealer. I think they will, Michael. They'll put it into your account. It'll be under your name. Because they'll send it to the bank. They'll just redo it.
All right, give me 1 second. I am processing your refund. Could you give me your email so I can make sure it is correct?
I don't know which one. It's Horton, Horton, Patty, Patti, 53@yahoo.com.
Do you have a different email? That's not the one we have.
It was Horton, Pauline, 43@yahoo.
Okay.
But that's somebody hacked that, so I can't get into that. So it has to go to that one, the Patty Horton 53.
Okay. Tell me that it was Horton Patty 53?
Patty Horton, PATTIHORTON,
And that's PattyHorton53@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then first refund confirmation email has already been sent. Both
okay,
return confirmation emails should be coming through.
And you're just issuing that back to the bank?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Back to your account. And you should have an email. It didn't change the email. It's not letting your email change.
Yes, it was PatriciaHorton43@Yahoo. I can't get in that. It's PattyHorton53 is my
yes,
other
ma'am.
One.
I'm trying to change it, but due to the fact that...
Are you, you're not using uppercase P, are you? It's a small p, the
no,
lowercase
ma'am,
p.
No, I'm not. But once I send your confirmation email, it's not sending to the new email. It is sending to the old one, and I don't... It's not updating.
PattiHorton.
Yes, ma'am,
53.
I have it. It's just not updating in our system. It's not letting me send it to the new email due to the fact that I just put it in.
Can you send a text to the phone number?
I got a question first. Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Pardon me?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and get my site coordinator.
God, it's terrible.
Sorry?
Not static. There was a bunch of static on there. It's gone now.
It's going in now, yeah. I'm literally, as soon as I get this call, I'm going to get that fixed. I am putting in a Google Doc for your confirmation email to get sent to the new email. I just have to wait for my site coordinator to get it. Give me 1 second. okay. And as soon as our flight coordinator gets a hold of this information, they will go ahead and send you a new confirmation email to the correct email. Ma'am?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
As soon as our flight coordinator gets the Google Doc, they will give you, send you a confirmation email to the correct email.
Okay. You say you did send a confirmation?
No, ma'am. I said my site coordinator will send one once she gets the Google Doc. I don't have access to change an email for a refund confirmation.
So how do I get a refund?
The refund is...
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Now I can. Now I can. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
Since your refund has already been submitted, as soon as the site was in the piece of Google Doc, I will send you a confirmation email to the correct email. I don't have
access. Okay, so if I don't get it, if it's not in the bank by what, tomorrow? I should call back?
No, it usually takes 3 to 5 days to go to the bank.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. Customer support, you're doing it.